I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. A song of praise in my heart, I surrender all. Oh God, I don't know all of the lyrics. I don't know the hymn or the melody. Oh God, I don't know the chorus. I mean, I know the chorus, but I don't know the hymn. But I thank you, God, for the ability and the mindset this morning, the mind to say that I surrender to you. I don't only just surrender to your will, God, but I surrender to your direction. I surrender to your authority. I surrender to your power. I submit to your will. I submit to your authority. I give all of my control over to you. I give my heart. I give my mind, I give my soul over to you because, God, in you is who I live in. It's in you that I live. It's in you that I'm able to think. It's in you that I have my very being. It's in you that I can even move, God. I can't do anything without you. So, God, before we do anything today, God, we submit ourselves to you and we surrender our wills to your will. God, let thine will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus so that you might get the glory out of us. We are vessels to be used by you because we don't belong to ourselves, God, but everything about us and everything that's around us and everything that's within us, God, it all belongs to you. Your word declares that our bodies are not our own because we were purchased with a price. We were purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ who died on Calvary's cross for our sins so that we can be reconciled back to you, so that we can be recollected or reconnected, excuse me, back to you, God. Be connected to the source of our strength. Be connected to the strength of our power. Be connected to the God of our salvation. Be connected to the one who shaped and formed us, who made us in his image, who breathed breath of life back into us. He did that so that we can have a relationship with you. And so, God, since we desire, and that's a desire that we have, is to have a relationship with you. You're the best thing that we can ever have and the best friend that we can ever go to. We can cast all of our cares upon you. God, because you care for us. There's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing that will overwhelm you. There's nothing that will overtake you. There's nothing, God, that you cannot solve, and there's nothing that you cannot handle. You have an answer, God, for the world today, and you sent your son Jesus so that he can be the answer. When we thought that Abraham could do it, when we thought that Noah can do it, when we may have thought that David could have done it, when we thought that Adam could have done it, but no, God, those that were born in the flesh did not have
strength, did not have the capability, did not have the authority, did not have the power to be the Savior of the world. But you allowed your son Jesus, your one and only son, your only begotten son Jesus, to come down on this earth, live a life, oh God, and be an example for us, and die so that we might have life. And when he died, we are able now to die to all of our sins. We're able to die to all of that heartache. We're able to die to all that pain. We're able to die to all of those things that had us bound. And then when he rose, God, we rose as well. We rose up with more power. We rose up with a greater anointing. We rose up, God, clean and set free. We rose up, oh God, to be able to stand firm, oh God, in the calling that you have called us, and that is you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Lord, for having a plan for me. I surrender you to you, God, because you know what's best for me. You know the way I should take. You know the roads I should travel. You know the way I should go. And God, when I go on my own strength and on my own might, God, I lean into my own understanding and I find myself in terrible times. I find myself in terrible heartache. I find myself in terrible straits. But when I lean not into my own understanding and when I take time to acknowledge you, God, your word promised, your word, it's your word, God, your word promised that you would direct my pathways. And when you direct me, God, you'll never lead me to a place that you can't. That you're not able to bring me out. So everywhere you take me, oh God, you lead and guide me. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear any evil. He said, because you are with me, God. And when we surrender to you and we lean not into our own understanding, God, you don't allow us to walk any place without, by ourselves. You're always there to protect us. You're always there to keep us. You're always there to strengthen us. You're always there to guide us. You're always there, God. And so we don't have to fret, nor do we have to fear, nor do we have to be dismayed. Wherever you lead me, God, I'm willing to follow. Wherever you take me, God, I'm willing to go. Whatever you need me to say, I'm willing to say it. And whatever you need me to do, I'm willing to do it. I surrender to you, oh God, because you know what's best for me. And you know what you need me to do. And you know the plans that you have for me. Oh, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God. Oh, God, to give me an expected end, to give me hope, God, is different. Oh, God, translations say, and I want to say thank you, God, that you know the plans that you have for my life. And so, God, let your will be done this day in the lives of your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, as many of us go back to work, oh, God, some of us may have gone to work yesterday, but most of us are going back to work or returning to work today, and we need your direction, God, today, on this day of consecration, on this day of fasting, on this day that we put our flesh under subjection. Oh, God, we have many petitions, God, that are set before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Miller said last night that some of these times that we pray and we fast, Lord, those things cannot be just for ourselves, that we have to lay aside our desires, that we have to lay aside our wants, that we have to lay aside our needs, oh God, and pray for somebody else, Lord. And my intercession today, oh God, is to pray for this nation, God. Oh God, as we transition to a new president, God, I pray for the lives of this nation, God, that we will come back to you, God, that we will become a nation under God again, Lord, and not a nation of apostasy and a nation, God, that's leaning unto their own understanding, God. Have mercy upon us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't consume the nation, God. Oh, God, but help us, oh, God, to stand. Help those ones, oh, God, that are lights for you, God. Help those that have been called by your name, oh, God, and help us, Lord, today. First, help us to pray, God, to get on back on our knees to pray, Lord. Begin fasting and praying, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because these kinds only come out by fasting and praying, Lord. There's no time to sit and complain. There's no time to sit and protest, God. God, you are greater for us than anything that can be against us. And so if we look to you, if we go to you, God, you are the answer, God, even for the world today. You are everything that we need in this world today. So help us and call us back to prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This is the time to pray and not faint, not give up hope. Oh, God, not turn away. Oh, God, not be a part of the great falling away. But God, call us back to pray. We need you, God, today. We ministry, oh God, that's founded upon the principles of prayer, God. We believe in praying, Lord, so call us back to prayer, God. Give us what to pray for. I pray for the nation, God. I pray for the president-elect, God. I pray for his cabinet right now, God, that you would grant him wisdom, God. You grant him direction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh God, today, because they need as much help as they possibly can. And we need your help as well, Lord. We need you, God. We can't make it without you in this day and time. And actually, there has never been a day and time that we could ever make it without you. They couldn't make it without you in biblical days. Oh, God, they could not make it without you, God, even after Jesus died and rose from the grave. God, we can't make it without you today, and our children won't be able to make it without you today, tomorrow. Oh, God, we can't do it without you. So I pray for our government, for the government is on your shoulders, God. The heart of the king is in your hands. And, God, we need you, God, today. We desperately need you, God, that we may be a beacon of light. Oh, God, that we may return back unto you, that we may humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, God. Oh, God, get a desire, get a hunger for more of you, Lord. Oh, God, and be willing to say, I surrender all, God. That's the surrendering my desires and surrendering my wants, Lord, because some of those things don't line up with your will, God. The things that, God, those things are the ones that you tell us no. We keep asking over and over again, but you keep telling us no, God, because you know what's best for me, God. And so, God, I'm willing to receive the no, God. I may ask again, but God, tell me, let me know, God, that's not according to your will, God, and I will obey you. I'll surrender to you. I'll submit to your will and submit to your way, God, because you know what's best for me, and I want to do what you want me to do. And so touch us, God, as we pray for the nation. I pray for leaders everywhere. I pray for the Long family, God, as they're mourning the loss of their pastor and their father and their husband, God. God, their family, their relative, God, we pray for that family. We pray for that ministry, God. Oh, God, that will have to go through a major transition, God, for the loss of their leader. Oh, God, in spite of our issues, in spite of our hang-ups, God, I pray, God, that he knew you in the pardon of his sins, Lord, and, God, that he will remember for the good things that he did, God, and not the things that he may have fallen short. Many people, God, they want to hide or they want to reflect on our past. Oh, God, but I'm no longer the same, God. I thank you, God, that I'm no longer the same, that my past can't be thrown before me, God, because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a new creature, God. And so, God, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. Give them comfort, God, today. Oh, God, and let them remember, God, the good times. God, let them remember the souls that were saved, God. Let them know, oh God, about it. Let them remember, God, the great time of ministry, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you grant them comfort, that you grant them strength, that you grant them direction, and that you grant them peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for our leadership conference that's going on in Little Rock, Arkansas. I pray for my friend, Bishop Robert Rudolph, God, as he is the coordinator for the event, the local committee coordinator. I pray that you grant him peace, Lord, today. I pray that you grant him strength, Lord, today. I pray that you remind him, don't become weary in well-doing. Oh, God, the season is coming, God, that he'll reap, God. It's almost over, God. The best is yet to come, God. And so, God, grant him favor and bless those attending. Grant them safe traveling mercies and grace as they make their way there in Little Rock, and God, allow them to have a wonderful Holy Ghost time and make it back home safely. Thank you, God, for being such an awesome God that we can cast all of our cares upon you. There's nothing too big and nothing too small that we can give it over to you, God. That's why it should be no hard thing for us to say yes to your will, yes to your way, and to say, God, I surrender my heart, and I surrender my mind, and I surrender my soul all over to you, God. I surrender my children, God. Oh, God, I surrender my family, Lord. I surrender my ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender my pocketbook, God. I surrender my mind, oh, God. I surrender all to you, God, because you can handle all that I am. And you know the way I should take it. And you know the plans that you have for me. I pray for my family, Lord, today. I pray for my son, Lord, Eric. Oh, God, I intercede on his behalf today. Oh, God, as he's returning back to school, oh, God, I pray that you would grant him wisdom and continue to protect him and keep him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and grant him favor. All the young people that are going back to the school, God, Lydia, God, is another name that comes to my mind, God, that you would touch and bless them, God. Oh, God, that you would keep your hands of protection around them, God, and that you would remind them, oh, God, the God that they should be serving, God. Oh, God, let them not let it not be that it's just the God of our fathers, but let it be the God of their lives as well. Oh, God, help them to not lean unto their own understanding. Help them not to be a part of the great fallen way, but God, help them to rely upon you, to put their trust in you, to lean and depend upon you for everything that they need, oh, God, in this new journey, oh, God, that they're taking in this new school year. God, bless us, Lord, today. Keep us, Lord, today. Be with us all day long and watch over us all day long. Help us at work, God. Help us at home. Help us in everything that we put our hands to do. We need you, God, and we surrender to your will and we surrender to your way. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made and another day of victory, another day of overcoming, another day of hope, and another day, God, that you can show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on our behalf. We love you, Lord, today with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and we thank you for what you have in store for us today. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we shall be kept, we shall be guided, and we shall have victory. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I just wanted to tell you, I started off with I surrender all, and then I remembered that before